Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah and Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
From the HananiaAutos.com studio at EverBank Field, Jaguars postgame final score in Baltimore. Jaguars 22, Ravens 20. The Jags are now 3-6. Ravens fall to 2-7. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey here in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor is with us on the line down in South Florida. That, Fred and Mike, is an all-time Jaguars win. Has to be. Right up there with
hey,
some
JP,
of the best.
Hey, JP, Mike, hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Brad? Everything's good here, man.
Hey, you better believe it. Hey, JP, I hear the tone in your voice. Is it payday? I mean, you sound like you're going to pick up a check or something.
No, not at all. It's one of the all-time wins in this team's history. It's a crazy way to end it. Fourth down face mask on a blown spike play. He didn't have anywhere to spike it. He was pulled down by the face mask. Then a 53-yarder from a guy who missed a 26-yarder or a 21-yarder, 26-yarder
yep.
Earlier in a game and has had issues all season. Redemption at the end. The Jaguars get it done.
Hey, you know what, JP, man? I think it should be just win. Let's just change the theme of the season to just win. No matter how you do it, ugly, pretty, blowouts, 1 point, a face mask, extend the game, breaking it down the middle. I mean, it just doesn't matter, man. Find a way to win the game, and they did it. And I'm excited for those guys to end that 13-game road skid in Los Angeles. Oh, man. This is amazing. Hopefully things will turn around,
Fred,
going forward.
Yeah, I'm sure we weren't the only ones who were thinking this. Jason Myers was kicking for his job on that kick right there. Honestly, after after missing a 26-yarder, now the organization may say differently, but he may have been kicking for a ride back on the team plane, Fred, quite frankly.
And he
crushed it. He crushed the last one.
Yeah, he did, Mike, man. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to the young kid. I mean, I think earlier on in my notes here on that 26-yard, I thought it was just lack of focus. You know, sometimes you think, okay, I'm going to make this. This is a layup almost. And those layups roll out. They even rolled out for Michael Jordan. We're talking different sports. But he just was laser sharp. He focused. He redeemed himself. And that's what it's all about. That's what the NFL is all about. So hopefully this will be a confidence boost for him going forward, as well as letting the team know, hey, we can finish. We can finish these games, and that's what it's about in the NFL.
You know, kudos to Blake Bortles on a day where he did not play well at all, I thought. On that, what a lot of people thought was going to be a spike play. It was fourth down. The offensive line stood up like they're expecting him to spike it. He falls down, doesn't give up on the play, and gets up. And now he got bailed out because Dumervil got a handful of the face mask. But, I mean, give him credit for not giving up on the play, not laying there on the ground, you know, and trying to make something out of it. And what, I mean, you want to talk about the most unexpected turn of events to even give them that opportunity. I'll put this right up there with the David Garrard to Mike Thomas Hail Mary as one of the best regular season finales I can remember.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. Like I said, it doesn't matter how it came about. Blake, you do give him credit, man. He wasn't a great day for him. You know, he did somewhat protect the ball, but it wasn't a great day. But right there, you know, the quarterback, you got to find a way to put your team in position to win these games. It was a face mask. It was totally out of his control. Yep. Maybe he did stick his face in there some type of way. It doesn't matter now. All I saw is the scoreboard. We have more points, and we are all excited. Duval is going crazy, I'm sure. And that's what it's about, man. This is the way it's supposed to feel.
Let's go back to Baltimore. Jeff Loggeman has head coach Gus Bradley. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Certainly a wild game, Gus. Maybe not the prettiest of games, but it's a win at the end of the day.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, we talked about our will during the game and at halftime, and they showed a great will at the end of the game.
How in the world did offensively you get the last play off to even have the penalty occur?
Well, so many things. I mean, give credit to Blake Bortles. He got it off, and then to continue the play, even though he slipped, And, you know, we got the face mask call. Huge play in the game, obviously. But then to come out and hit that field goal for Jason, unbelievable.
And a big kick for him because on one of the takeaways earlier, he had a 26-yard field goal that wasn't good. And what a great opportunity at redemption.
You know what? Sometimes guys have to wait another week before they get their opportunity. He got his opportunity, made the best of it.
Defensively in the second half, takeaway, 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 three and out. An impressive performance by the Jaguars defensively.
Yeah, they did. You know, they got some yards, but I thought in the second half, after they had some yards in the first half, we came back, had multiple stops with turnovers, giving the offense a chance to score some points. Offense, our timing, our execution wasn't quite there, but we held on long enough to give us that last opportunity.
And you guys won the turnover battle, which so far this year, that's been an area that you've struggled in.
Yeah, you know what? And what was it, 4-1, I think? You know, so we had our opportunity. When you have four turnovers, you should be in great position to win a game. And, you know, no doubt it had a big factor.
What does this do for your football team getting ready to go back home for a two-game homestand?
Well, that's what we talked about in the locker room. Feels like it's been a long time since we've been home, and we're so excited to come back to our fan base to play on a Thursday night. We got a quick turnaround now. We told them we can enjoy it for about 12 hours, and then we got to get back to work.
All right. Thank you, Gus. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeff Lagerman with head coach Gus Bradley outside of the Jags locker room at M&T Bank Stadium. We're back in a moment. Jeff will go inside. That's a happy bunch of Jaguars today. A walk-off win, 22-20. Jaguars over the Ravens. More Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio. This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. A final score in Baltimore, 22-20. Jaguars over the Ravens. Jeff Lagerman in the locker room with Blake Bortles. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Blake, take me through that last play to where you guys were able to even get that last play off to draw that penalty against the Ravens.
Yeah, kind of a crazy deal. You know, I mean, we talked about it earlier. 16 seconds is usually the mark to where you can run a play and get up there and either spike it or get another play off, and we did it in 14. So good job by those guys. You know, good job by everybody getting set. And then got lucky with the face mask, and Jason was able to make a big kick.
Last week, you ended up being -4 in turnover differential. Today, you end up +3 and squeeze one out.
Yeah.
But you'll take it, right?
Yeah, take it any time. You know, offensively, didn't play great. Defense played unbelievable, obviously causing turnovers and one on special teams. Jason made a bunch of kicks. But we'll have to fix some things offensively this week.
How big was this win? Getting ready to go back home for a two-game stand.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's good, you know, to get a win headed back home. Excited to get back home. Excited to play Thursday.
All right, thank you, Blake.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. Blake Bortles in the locker room. His numbers today, not pretty. 22 of 45, 188 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. You know, Fred, it was a weird game today with Blake. Didn't play all that well statistically. In the end, got him in the somehow got him a chance for that field goal at the end. And we'll get back with Fred in just a moment. It was one of those. Fred, are you with us now?
Yeah, I am with us.
Yeah, it's one of those where, you know, he got him in a chance to get the field goal somehow at the end after struggling all day, some interceptions. Not really on target all day, but in the end, got him in a position to win the game.
You know, JP, he didn't play great. You know, he didn't play great at all. The one thing I think he did do was, you know, for the most part, he protected the ball. He didn't give you the vintage turnover late in the game that, you know, spelled doom for the Jags, and you knew we weren't going to win that game. But what he did do was that he didn't quit. He could have slipped and waited for the ref to sound off the whistle. Anything could have happened right there. But he continued to play, somehow got face masks. He put the team in position. It was a fluke play, yeah. But he put the team in position, and we got a win. He gets to ride back on the plane, you know, chuckling with the guys,
hey,
happy
Fred,
with
let's
the
go
guys.
Back. Let's go back to Baltimore. Jason Meyer standing by right now with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Jason? Certainly a wild string of events there. You had an opportunity at a short field goal you didn't make, put the team on top. But then at the end, you get a little redemption with the 53-yard game winner.
First one, you know, came off kind of low. Might have got tipped. You know, wasn't my, you know, my best hit. After that, I was just looking for opportunity to, you know, come through for the team. They've stuck with me through thick and thin. So, you know, I needed to come through and do my job.
What goes through your mind as a young kicker It's the last play. There's no time left on the clock. What goes through your mind, and what do guys say to you before you even go out there? They just not say anything at all to you at all?
No, I mean, they leave me alone. You know, they know that I get in a certain mindset, so they let me do my thing. In my head, you know, I'm just focusing on what I got to do. You know, keeping my heartbeat down and just breathing and just going out there and doing my job.
After you make it, then what goes through your mind?
I didn't even see it go through. Whoever came on the edge, you know, I kind of fell over him, and I was watching on the opposite Jumbotron, and you know, Brian's grabbing me, shaking me that I made it, and I was still watching it going, go in, because it's kind of delayed, and you know, after that, it's just, you know, it's a sign of relief.
Congratulations, Jason.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Jason Myers there in the locker room with Jeff Lagerman. We'll take a timeout. More with Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey. Jags win it 22-20 over the Baltimore Ravens. More Jaguars postgame in a moment on the Jaguars Radio Network. X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 and Sports app, you can track stats and scores right on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. It's a pretty awesome finish today in Baltimore, 22-20. Jaguars over the Ravens. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor. You might have heard of him. It's time for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game.
Have you?
No, Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. This win has everybody tongue-twisted today. Number one, Fred, Blake Bortles Day. Just a bad day for him, or the start of something more than that? Or what's the deal with Blake today?
No, I think it was just a bad day. You know, he didn't have the numbers. But again, to get the win, regardless of the numbers, I'd rather have that than have the numbers with a loss. And I'm sure he would think the same thought.
Fred, four turnovers for the Jags, including two interceptions by, guess what, a defensive back. They're allowed to intercept the ball. Can this be contagious for the Jaguar defense?
You know, Mike, we'd like to hope so. I thought they did great today in the turnover column. You know, I like to see them better 4-minute defense right there at the end of the game to give my offense an opportunity with time on the clock. But I like to see it become contagious there.
And finally, Fred, this is the kind of a win the Jags could have used in Indy a few weeks ago. Similar setup, missed the field goals then, made it today. Can this win spark this team?
You know what, JP, I think it can. I really think it can. They have a Titans team coming in Thursday night. It's a quick turnaround. The guys got to enjoy this on the flight home and get back and get ready to play the Titans, Chargers, Titans again, Colts, Falcons. They have a decent schedule there, and I think they can get on a little roll here.
There you have it, lightning fast questions and answers for Fred Taylor, pride of the Jaguars running back here on Jaguars postgame.
Heard of that guy.
You might have heard of him.
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off earlier to get back to the
You know, hey, listen, the guy won he won the game for us. I haven't done that in years, so people have probably forgotten about that. You know, I'm going to shake Jason's hand when I come to town Thursday. That was huge, man.
That's big time. And
yeah, that was huge for me.
The kicker's mindset, though, I mean, the guy's had issues a lot of the season. He's missed a lot of field goals. We mentioned the Indy game where he had a couple of game winners and missed both of those. To come back after the bye, he had been perfect until the one he missed earlier in the game today. But to bounce back from the miss earlier in a huge situation, not a lot of time to think, but enough time to think if you're a kicker.
Hey, JP, he stepped in some pretty big shoes there. Scobie he wasn't just any old kicker. Scobie was the man that nailed quite a few game winners himself. And for Jason to go out there and, you know, ice veins, clutch, you know, he gave us an opportunity to enjoy this and enjoy this show today, and they're going to enjoy the plane ride home, man. And I think it's just something. He's starting to build now, and he has a strong leg, and throughout his career, he'll continue to make more of these game-winning kicks for the franchise.
And his demeanor is so cool and calm, Fred.
Anytime
you hear him talk, because, you know, JP and I are discussing it as it's playing out, I'm saying, boy, if it's me, I get up there, I'm thinking, I can't miss this. This is my job on the line. And you can't think that way if you're a kicker, which just shows you he was able to compartmentalize and put that out of his mind.
Mike, in his interview there shortly ago, he said opportunity. He wanted an opportunity. And Gus also mentioned not a lot of guys get an opportunity in that same day, that same moment. know, they tend to have to wait a week or so, which gives you an opportunity to think about it more. The press, media, you know, you feel that you let your teammates down walking through the locker room. But here today, all of that's been erased because he took advantage of his opportunity. He did what he had to do when he needed to do it. The team has a W in the win column, and everyone's happy. And that's the only thing that it's all about, is getting that win and enjoying that playing ride home.
Plenty left with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up. We'll have the highlights from today in Baltimore a little later in EverBank Final Stat Check. Jags win it 22-20 over the Ravens. More Jaguars postgame next on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard's Jewelry at the St. Johnstown Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Jaguars win in Baltimore 22-20. More with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor coming up. Let's get to the highlights from today's game in Baltimore, including the Bud Light play of the game. The Jaguars offense, a couple of three and outs to start things. The Jags defense started okay, though. Got a turnover on downs, a fourth down stop to get the ball back. Third Jags drive goes eight plays, 65 yards, and for the seventh straight game, Allen Hurns catches a touchdown.
Yeldon back in the game, dropping his Blake. Looking, pump fake, fires it out to the right side, caught by Allen Hurns. Allen walks into the end zone, touchdown Jacksonville.
And that is seven consecutive games with a touchdown catch.
The streak is alive for Allen Hurns, 7-0 Jaguars. The Jags offense, so a couple drives later, on first down, leading 7-0, intercepted. Blake Bortles intercepted by Ladarius Webb.
Long snap count, play fake, rolling right is Blake. Looking down the field, now he fires it downfield. That is going to be intercepted. That ball is picked off. Lardarius Webb read it the whole time, read his eyes, broke on the ball and picked it off at the 26-yard line of Jacksonville where he stepped out of bounds.
Lardarius Webb with the interception. Two plays later, Flacco to Crockett Gilmore. This ties the game at seven.
Five wide, straight drop. Looking, throws it into the end zone. That is going to be caught for the touchdown. He got it to Crockett Gilmore, his tight end. Fourth touchdown of the season for Gilmore, and the Ravens are an extra point away from tying it up.
The Jaguars do bounce back, though. They get a field goal. They did have first and goal at the three. Couldn't punch it in for a touchdown. A couple of passes and a run. Couldn't get it done. Myers hits a 21-yard field goal, 10-7. Ensuing drive for Baltimore. Flacco right down the field again. 2 minutes, 17 seconds on the drive. Seven plays, 80 yards. Ends with another tight end catching a touchdown, this time Max Williams.
They roll right as Flacco throws it wide open as a receiver downfield. That's going to be a touchdown for the Ravens. Max Williams, the tight end, snuck out on third and two and was wide open. It's a 21-yard touchdown pass, and Baltimore has taken the lead.
Tucker missed a 58-yard field goal at the end of the first half, so the halftime score, Ravens led 14-10. Early in the second half, first down, first play from scrimmage of the second half. For the first time all year, a Jaguars defensive back has an interception.
Fires it out to the right side. That is bobbled and picked off by Devon House. He bobbled it and then hung on, and Jacksonville gets a takeaway to start the second half.
That was the start of a trend for the Jaguars defense. Myers hits a 45-yard field goal. The Jags offense couldn't move it off that turnover. 14-13 Baltimore lead. House intercepted Flacco again on the next drive. Jags had to punt it away. The ensuing drive after that for Baltimore, Avery Jones forced a fumble. Alualu recovers. Myers misses a 26-yard field goal. Jags defense forces a three and out. Jags offense can't do anything. They punt it away. The punt return is muffed. Nick Marshall recovers. The Jags finally cash in on a turnover. Bortles to Allen Robinson with a 15-yard score.
1 second now. Rolling right this time is Bortles. Pump fake. Fires this time to the corner of the end zone. Once Allen Robinson in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles to Robinson in the right corner of the end zone. And now Jacksonville has taken the lead.
Two-point try, no good. 19-14 Jags. Next drive for the Ravens. They go down the field 80 yards. 10 plays, 5:31 off the clock. Flacco to Givens to give the Ravens the lead again.
Straight drop by Flacco. Looking. Fires it into the end zone. There's a flag down now. That's going to be a touchdown. There's a flag in the secondary. Chris Givens has a touchdown in the middle of the field. It's holding against Jacksonville. They'll decline it, and Baltimore has taken the lead.
Two-point try, no good. So 20-19, the Ravens with the lead. With time winding down, the Jags have to punt it away. The Ravens have to punt it away. So the Jags have it with less than a minute to go. They're down to fourth down. Bortles nearly threw an interception on third down. Should have been picked off. It was dropped. Fourth down play. Here's the face mask to end all face masks and give the Jags a chance.
Can they get it spiked? Doesn't look like Blake falls down. The play is alive. The play is alive. And now he's thrown to the ground, but as a face mask, that would make for an untimed down.
Untimed down indeed. So with no time on the clock, Myers, who missed a 26-yarder earlier, this is the Bud Light play of the game, a game winner in Baltimore.
Jason Myers for the win. Carson Tinker snapped it. Brian Anger will hold it. The snap and holder good. He kicks it up. This kick is good! This kick is
wow!
Good. The Jaguars have beaten the Ravens on a 53-yard field goal from Jason Myers! Are you kidding me? Jags winning in Baltimore!
Run off the field and get in the locker room. You just stole one.
Our Bud Light play of the game is brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. That's how it happened today at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. 22-20. Jaguars over the Ravens. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up with an EverBank final stats check. A safe touch security player of the game. Plenty left to get to today in Jaguars postgame. It's a happy final in Baltimore. More Jaguars postgame after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah and Farrah, and by EverBank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
Jaguars postgame continues. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor on the line with us. It's time for an EverBank final stats check. This is one of those games where the stat sheet, you can kind of throw a lot of these out because of the ending of the game and how wild the last couple of minutes were. Most notably today, of course, the turnovers in this game. The Jaguars defense forced three turnovers. They had a muffed punt recovery as well. So four turnovers for the Jaguars, or takeaways for the Jaguars today. Blake Bortles had the interception, nearly had another one. But he didn't. That was the key. And I misspoke earlier. You corrected me during the break, Mike. The near interception on the last drive was on second down. It was a completion on third down to keep the clock moving, right, to force that fourth, the situation where you had to get the snap away in the final play. But the Jaguars got lucky. So basically the final stats today, let's go net yardage, 397 to 258. Ravens lead the way there. And again, they were throwing the ball around a bit, 308 to 168. That's the passing yardage in favor of the Ravens. And the run game, not a huge issue really for either side today. Those are the notable team stats, but most notable, the turnovers, Mike.
Yeah, well, definitely notable, the turnovers. And eerily enough, you had the two interceptions, you had a sack fumble, and you had a muff punt. The exact same four turnovers that the Jags had against them last week that the Jets benefited from. So it's very odd that the exact kind of turnovers were duplicated. Statistically, for the individuals in this game, Blake Bortles, really not good, as we said, but good enough in the final estimate to get the W. 22 out of 45, only 188 yards, averaged 4.2 yards per attempt with the two touchdowns and the one interception. He did run for 25 yards as well. Joe Flacco on the day, 34 for 45, 316, and three touchdowns against only two interceptions. On the ground, T.J. Yeldon led the way, 18 carries, 61 yards. Once again, tough sledding against his Jaguar run defense. 14 carries for 53 yards for Justin Forsett to lead the way for Baltimore, but not a dominant performance by any stretch. And once again, the Allens coming through. Allen Hurns, 5 for 62, playing hurt today. Got a touchdown in the seventh consecutive game. Oh, by the way, don't forget Allen Robinson, 5 for 51. He caught his eighth touchdown of the season in that one. Brian Walters, 3 for 29. I'm sure he was thinking about the one he dropped in the end zone, though. And Julius Thomas, only two grabs, JP, but one of those is the one you just referenced, setting up that final crazy play that resulted in a face mask and gave the opportunity to Jason Myers, who, by the way, 3 out of 4 field goals, including the game-winning 53-yarder to close it out.
Fred, turnovers tell the tale today. Well, I don't know if that tells the tale because the Jags nearly lost with all those takeaways on defense, but in the end, the kick saved them. But defensively, you finally after a bunch of turnovers and takeaways a few weeks ago. They didn't have any last week. They finally get some again on defense today.
Right. Hey, JP, last week Mike and I, we sort of hit upon, you know, it's about a 1% turnover of teams that actually win the turnover battle and win the game, or lose the turnover battle.
Right.
And win the games.
Last week they won it by 4 and still
right.
lost the game. I think that's what it was. This week not quite as bad for Baltimore. They lost it by 3, but still pretty far-fetched, Fred.
Exactly. So, I mean, but the defense, they show some signs today. Still not enough pressure from the defensive line just rushing 4. I saw there were Gus, the team, they called up a few more pressures there from the secondary blitzing. This and that, and that's why the fans would, if you notice, the tight ends were involved a lot from the Ravens side, because we were blitzing safeties, corners, double blitz, Mike Sam. So the tight ends are going to be the favorable matchup there. Yet the defense did, you know, they held it down. You know, they didn't play great. I'm sure they can say the same thing. But they made enough plays, put us in position, and they're going to enjoy this win.
By the way, Peyton Manning has passed the all-time yardage record today for the Denver Broncos. The all-time NFL passing yardage mark has just been passed just a few minutes ago by Peyton Manning, just to pass that along. We'll come back in a moment and choose a Safe Touch Security player of the game after a Jags win, finally. We can choose one. Doing a lot after a loss lately. We got to get one after the W today. Jags win it 22-20. Over the Baltimore Ravens. More Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues after a 22-20 win for the Jags in Baltimore over the Ravens. Jaguars are now 3-6. Ravens fall to 2-7. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Time now to vote for a Safe Touch Security player of the game. A reminder of the voting between the three of us guys. Mike, you and I get one vote.
Correct. Each.
One vote each. That's
which is
right.
Nice.
So, which is a total of 2. Fred gets 1.5 votes, so his vote is weighted a little bit. So, today, I'm going to go first. Mike, you'll go second. And, Fred, you can go third today. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Player of the game for me today, Allen Hurns, was playing through the foot injury today. He was injured in the last play of the game last week. He's been battling through some injury stuff all season long, in fact. And not only did he play through the injury today, guys, he continued that touchdown streak. It's now 7 straight games with a receiving touchdown for Hurns, 5 catches, 62 mm-hmm. yards. And for me, he's the player of the game. Who you got, Mike?
Impressive, but not impressive enough to get my vote. I'm going to go with Devon House. 8 total tackles, obviously the 2 interceptions, the first 2 by Jaguar defensive backs the entire season. Also another big pass breakup deep down the field. He got beat on one play in the first half, but I didn't see him getting beat too many times today, and he made some game-changing plays in the sense that they were at least, even if the Jags couldn't get points off the drives, they're able to take the ball out of the Ravens' hands, run a little bit of clock, keep it close, and hang in the game. So I go with Devon House for my vote. Freddie, it's all up to you. Anyone you vote for is going to win player of the game.
Well, here we go, Mike. I'm going to break this down for you guys. JP.
Yes.
Okay. As it relates to Allen Hurns, he played well. You know, you got to commend him. He fought all week to get back to the game. He played. The first interception that Blake threw, that was on Hurns.
Okay.
He didn't come back down to the ball. Thus, Blake ended up with a pick. They'll see the tape. The coaches will coach him up. Everybody still enjoy this win, but that is a coaching point. Mike,
yes,
House, I think this was his best performance of the season. He played great. Those 2 picks, they were big. It helps the stat column. Yet, he gave up a deep ball down in the late in the fourth quarter to Butler, actually put them in scoring position. 2 plays later, Givens scored a touchdown. My player of the game is the guy who won the game, Jason Myers. Clutch. He started out a little slow, missed that short chip shot, 26-yarder. But for him to go out there confident through all adversity, you know, everything was on his shoulders, and he nailed it. So I have to give the young man player of the game, in my opinion.
And, Fred, we had a feeling it might go that way, by the way. And that's why you back cleanup on this whole thing, so you can clean up whatever oversights that we have.
That's why I love you guys. I love doing this show with y'all, man. I really do. I'm learning a lot, getting experience, and just to be able to just enjoy talking football. And you guys tricked me. You set me up a lot. But it's all good.
Wait, that was it set you up in a good way. So
you know, I know. Give
the
me
bait.
The play. I like the alley-oop,
yes,
Mike.
Sir.
I like the alley-oop. I'm not going to do Kobe
throw
now.
It
I'm
down,
not
going to
just
man.
Shoot it all
throw
day.
It down. Throw it down.
There you have it. The Safe Touch Security player of the game is Jason Myers, Jaguars kicker with a 53-yarder to win it this afternoon in Baltimore. Back with the Baptist Health Injury Report in just a moment. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues after a happy final in Baltimore, 22-20. Jaguars are now 3-6 with a win over the Ravens, who fall to 2-7. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor with us down in South Florida. Time for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. A few notables today. Walters, the wide receiver, after that really tough catch over the middle in which he drew a penalty for at least the guys in the broadcast thought was certainly a penalty. Here, second look, we didn't quite agree with that, but either way, it was a penalty and it moved the ball down the field a little more for the Jaguars. Walters, concussion symptoms after the game today. Bernard Pierce with an Achilles injury in pregame warmups, according to the team, and did not play in the game. Sinderic Marks with an elbow injury and did not return to the game. No word on the extent there. And Clay Harbor had a hamstring injury, I believe is right.
I think that's what it was. I saw Rick Ballew tweeting out the injuries. Right. I think that's what it was with Harbor.
Those are the four major notables today. Obviously, Fred, with the Sinderic Marks situation, you know, he's the type of guy that can fight through something like that. If it's not too severe, he's coming back from the knee injury as it is. But you don't want to see a guy who's starting to ascend on the defensive line coming back from that injury go down.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, JP. You know, he's fought back, man. He's a long road with the ACL. You know, I thought he got back pretty quick with that thing as well. And now with the other injury today. You know, it could slow the defense down, but believe it, you said it. If he's feeling well, he's going to go. I mean, he's a warrior, and you love guys like that on the team with you that's lining up beside you. So I think he'll fight back.
That's the most notable of the injuries. Walters has been very reliable, actually, for the Jaguars out of the in the receiving core there, and took that shot after making a really great catch over the middle. Fred, that was a really nice play by Walters.
Yeah, no, that was a really good play, and you know, he redeemed himself from the drop in the end zone right there. But I wouldn't mind having a concussion, or at least finding a way to forget that drop, not necessarily having a concussion. So I apologize for how that sounded. I crack myself up sometimes, guys.
Let him have a cocktail on the plane on the way home and forget it that way instead. Come on.
Yeah, right.
There you have it. There's a look at the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. Fred, I'm going to put you on the spot here, a little trivia.
Let's do the spot. What spot, JP? Bring it.
Can you tell me which school Jason Myers went to?
Let's see.
Don't cheat.
No. Is it Marist?
Yeah, hey, you got a Marist College up in New York. That's right, yeah. So
Marist.
A very, very, very small school in upstate New York. Jason Myers is the player of the game today. The hero for the Jags comes through in the end. 22-20. The final score. Back in a moment. We'll preview next week's game, which is only a few days away. The Jags and the Titans on Thursday night here at Everbank Field. Jags win it in Week 10, 22-20 over the Ravens on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final minutes of Jaguars postgame after the Jags win it in Baltimore. 22-20, walk-off field goal for Jason Myers of 53 yards to get it done today. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor on the line with us down in South Florida. Quick turnaround. It seems like, you know, the Jags have had Thursday night home games for, I mean, I don't remember the last time they went on a road for a Thursday night. Mike, do you?
Not at the top of my head, no, and I'm fine with that. You know, I think the folks like them. You know, it brings out a good crowd. You get a little bit fired up for the primetime atmosphere, and there are division games every Thursday night in the NFL, you know, all season long. So you got the Titans coming in here. Let's give them another L. They just took one today from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Fred.
Mike, they love it, Mike, until the third quarter when the announcer yells, when he yells, alcoholic beverages will not be served.
They cut it off, Freddie. They cut it
Everything
off.
Everything is fine up until that point.
That's a good point there, sir.
Well, the Titans are coming in here. You always want to play well against those guys. And, hey, quarterback battle, right? I mean, Bortles, Mariota. Bortles didn't have a great game today. Got the job done. Mariota's had his moments this year, or he's looked very good, of course. Good quarterback matchup. Two young guys going at it, Fred.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with our quarterback. I think he has more weapons and a bigger opportunity to be successful. I like our defense to shut down their run and make them one-dimensional. So we have to get out there and really do well as we did. The corners have to be prepared to do well as they did today. They have a pretty good tight end in Delonte Walker, so we have to keep our heads together for that. And the receiving core, they're just average guys over there on Tennessee side. So I like the Jags to win in this matchup.
Yeah, I agree with you, Fred. They are average guys. And Kendall Wright, who is the best of that bunch, has missed a couple of games, and we don't know what his status will be 4 days from now. But if he wants to take another week off, that'll be fine with me as well. I just think the atmosphere, Fred, the change from what happened at the end of the game today, had they found a way to lose that game in any number of moments, which they certainly could have today, it really, I think, would have brought down some of the enthusiasm. The team would have been, even the most diehard people would have felt like, well, they're probably out of it at this point in time. And look, they may not win the division, but mathematically, with the Colts with the weekend off, if the Jags are able to win on Thursday night, Fred, they'll have as many wins as the Colts. And if Houston loses on Monday night, really, they can have as many wins as any team in the division following Thursday night football. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy, Mike. Houston has a tough game against the Bengals coming up. The Colts are on a bye week. So this thing, it's wide open. We have an opportunity to play a Titans team. As I mentioned, they don't have their top receiver. Our run defense is great. We can make them one-dimensional and really force Mariota to make some mistakes there. They have an interim head coach in Coach Malarkey. So hopefully, they'll try some things out of character and even give us a bigger opportunity to get this win and really push the Colts in this race for the South. I mean, because the Colts, they hadn't played great. Andrew Luck, he's banged up. I doubt he'll return. I mean, he's there. They invested a lot of money in him. Why sacrifice him or even risk having him return for the season with a kidney injury? I mean, not just the football, but his life. You know, so I like Jacksonville really to play well down the stretch, man, and compete for first place in this division.
You know, Fred, maybe we'll have an exciting game next week. I don't know. We haven't had one in a while. I mean, this has been a boring football team to watch, Fred.
I know, right? The Cardiac Cats are back.
Here they are. And they're winning these games now, at least starting today with a 22-20 win. An 8:25 kickoff on Thursday night here at Everbank Field. Are you going to be wearing your bold gold on Thursday, Fred?
Hey, oh, man. JP, man, I wish I could have had an opportunity to play in those unis. I think those gold jerseys are sweet. You know, I'm gonna wear something bold. I don't know where it's gonna be, but it's gonna be bold.
I can't wait to see this.
I'm doing some autograph stuff. I got some appearance stuff for Everbank. You know, there in the fantasy suite prior to kickoff. So I'll be kind of running around mingling with the fans. So if the fans are listening, if you see me around, don't hesitate. You know, to say what's up. You know, if you have a message for JP or Mike, you know, tell me. I'll pass it along to those guys. They're great guys. So, if you see me, holler at me. I'll be around the stadium.
You won't be hard to find in your bold attire, it sounds
like. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
At least I won't wear what Bart Scott wore today on the pregame show. that leprechaun suit. Did you guys catch it?
Oh, no. Was he
bold.
In green today?
That is bold.
Oh, my.
He was a few days too late because the Jets played Thursday night.
Yes. Yes.
So he could have bypassed that outfit. My goodness.
We'll look forward to seeing what you pull out of the closet on Thursday night, Fred. It's great talking to you as always. Well done. We'll talk to you Thursday, Fred.
All right, guys. Much appreciated, man.
Take care, man.
Fred Taylor joining us on Jaguars postgame. Yeah, an 8:25 kickoff. We'll go on the air on the network at 7:30 officially with Countdown to Kickoff. That's coming up this Thursday. Quick turnaround for the Jags. Division rival Titans coming in. The bold gold jerseys are available, by the way, online, jaguars.com. They go to the shop. Or here at the stadium on Thursday night, Bortles and Yeldon jerseys are the only available so far. And that's going to be the case on Thursday, so get them here at the stadium. I know you will, Mike.
Head to toe gold. I'm going to get some of those cleats because those are sweet. I don't have any occasion to wear them, but they do look nice.
I was about to say, you're going to mess up the carpet
in here? The gold cleats look nice. I didn't say I'd wear them on the postgame show, okay. But I'll find a place to wear them.
If you're in Jacksonville, our flagship station, stick around. The scoreboard show is next with your calls, 1-800-355-NFL1, 1-800-355-6351 with your reaction to today's win in Baltimore. Jaguars Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Jaguars Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. And for Fred Taylor, Jeff Loggeman, Mike Dempsey, and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good evening. Jags win it on a no-time-left field goal, 22-20. Jaguars over the Ravens on the Jaguars Radio Network.